Welcome back to the podcast. I'm going to be talking about something that's very challenging. It's a very triggering. It's a very, I guess, hard conversation to have. And I've never made a video in this sort of topics before, but I felt really drawn to do it. And I've got a message, I've got a voice, and I've got my views and my, I guess, perspective on things. And I wanted to share it because I actually had someone ask me, many people ask me on my thoughts and to share my, obviously, they're asking me to stick up for either side. So I thought I'd just jump on here and actually go a little bit deeper into, I guess, my views on things and how I see the horrendous, I guess, disgrace, the inhumanity, the pain, the suffering, and the violence that's going on, and the, I guess, my views on things and how I believe we can stop the war. And not just this war, every single war that will ever happen in the future. So I hope if I just touch one person today and one person, I guess, has a bit of a shift in their perspective and their beliefs and maybe add some value to you, I really hope you get something out of this. So as always, always ask, like the video, subscribe, leave your comments below, guys. This is, again, a very challenging conversation for people. Before I even get started, I know people are going to disagree with me. I know people hopefully will align with what I say as well, but let's get into it. So I'm going to be talking about how to stop the war, and not just the war that's going on right now in 2023, but wars in general, violence in general, and the suffering, the killing, the murdering of millions, hundreds of thousands, like just the amount of people that die and give their lives for violence and for where I'm going to go with this podcast, for ego. I don't believe it's necessary. I truly don't believe it's necessary. So firstly, I'm going to start this podcast off by stating I'm not picking sides. I'm not pro-Israel, pro-Palestine. I'm not pro either, okay? And the reason why, I've watched a fair bit of content. I've watched about five different people who break down the history of the two countries and where it started and this side and that side. And depending who you talk to, each side's going to tell you who's right, who's wrong. So I'm not here to do that because I watched one video, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm on Israel's side. And then I watch another, like, oh, no, now I'm Palestine's side. And it's like, it's so conflicting because there's so much emotion, there's so much pain, there's so much history that goes into it. So I'm not here to say who's right, who's wrong, who started this, because it is so fucking detailed. It is so messy. It is so, like, there's such a long history of pain and suffering and violence and betrayal and hurt and there's so much. So I'm not here to pick sides. I just want to get that out of the way, okay? So if you're looking for me to tell you what side I'm on, you're not getting that today, okay? I'm on the side of fucking humanity. I'm on the side of human beings. I'm on the side of love and progression and evolution as human fucking beings, as a species, as a race, as a collective consciousness. That's the side I'm on. And that's the side of love. That's the side of growth. That's the side of healing. And that's the side of consciousness. So that's my perspective, and I'm going to dive into that today. So for anyone that's not watching the video of this podcast, I'm going to share my screen for 2 seconds. So I just got a couple of pieces of information that I think is just mind-blowing just to look at it. So the world military expenditure passes $2 trillion for the first time in 2022. That, for me, is fucking insane. $2 trillion per year worldwide is spent and put into military expenditures. So war machines, tanks, missiles, nukes. It's fucking insane how much money is spent into that. And then I've got another piece of information for you. And by the way, for anyone looking at the website, the Independent Research on Global Security is my source from this. I've literally just got this online. And then I've got another insane piece of data for you guys is how much money would it cost to feed the entire world, to end world hunger. Now, back in July 2021, UN World Food Program Executive Director David Beasley told us it would take an estimated $40 billion each year to end world hunger by 2023. Now, for people who just aren't quite familiar with billions and trillions, 2 trillion is 2,000 billion. So you could literally end world hunger in a year, less than a year, about half a year, by just taking the resources that we use globally on weapons of mass fucking destruction and actually save and heal the world and give back to world hunger. Isn't that fucking insane? Like, there's people right now who couldn't even watch what you're listening to right now. And if you think your life sucks, just put in perspective, more than 2/3 of the world lives on less than $2.50 per day. They don't have clean water, healthy food, shelter. There's like, they're There's people dying right now from malnutrition, not having enough water, not enough food to eat. So just to put that in perspective. And we could literally fix all of that as a collective whole in less than a year if we just stopped spending money on weapons of mass destruction and put it into actually helping our world evolve, heal, grow, and become a better fucking species. Again, these numbers are insane to me. It blows my mind. So let's get into it. I want to sort of go into a couple of topics here, and I'm going to kind of just sort of ebb and flow with this. But if you actually go back to why does war start? What causes violence? What causes someone to actually want to inflict pain, suffering, murder, kill other people? If you take it all the way back to the fundamental level, it's because of ego. That is the only answer you can come to. It is only ego. Now, I do full topics and I've done full podcasts on ego, so go watch that if you haven't watched those already. But it's all ego. And what does the ego want? The ego wants power. It wants resources. It wants to win. It wants to be right. It wants to conquer. Now, there's obviously a healthy level of that in every single person. You want to grow. You want to do well financially. You want to succeed. But the ego is an unhealthy level of that. I always use the example when I teach ego of a baby. I love the example of a baby. I've never met a baby that one thinks they're not enough and thinks they have to achieve all this fucking success and titles and money and power to be successful. It's all bullshit because all of the people that have that are just injected ways, beliefs, views of who they need to be successful. So if you look at, okay, why is there a war going on? Why are there wars going on? Why is there violence going on? It's to gain more power, more resources, to prove your dominance, to show you're better, stronger, more successful than someone else. And it's all just acting out of ego. Now, are there healthy ways of healthy competition, healthy growth, healthy challenge? Of course there is. But to go to the level where we literally kill another fucking human being, regardless of the circumstances, and again, there's caveats to this, but to go to the level of killing another human being for what? For power? For success? For greed? Now, again, there's caveats to this. Like, there's people right now, because we spend so much money on fucking wars, that some people don't have any food to eat, have no water to drink. So they do things out of necessity to live. They might steal something, and they might be stealing things to literally fucking survive. So that's what I mean. Like, there's so much depth to this. That's why it's hard to, quote, pick a side of what's right, what's wrong. I'm just thinking I'm coming from a global view of humanity, of consciousness, of our species. So this is how I view things, and this is how I view people that get into especially positions of power where they have that influence and ability to literally start wars, to kill people, to send those weapons of mass destruction into other countries and kill innocent fucking children, innocent human beings. Just, it's insane. But for people that get into that position, all they are unhealed children. They're just babies, children, adolescents with all these wounds from the ego, because the ego, it's hard to explain this in this video, but the ego for me is the accumulation of the limiting beliefs and constructs and linguistic, I guess, restraints that we download in our upbringing. A lot of it comes from our trauma, not feeling seen, not feeling heard. It's like a simple example. If you felt like you weren't enough as a child, you could do one or two things as the active and passive, expression of that belief. You could, one, be active and try to solve that. So you try to accumulate all this cars, money, status, power, success to compensate for an inadequacy of not feeling like you're enough. Or you could be very passive with it and buy into that belief and end up living on the street and not doing anything with your life because you believe that you're not enough. Now, if you just evolve that and stack that for years and years and decades, you get people in position of power where it's like, look, we want to prove that I'm stronger, I'm more dominant, I'm more successful, we're a better country, we're a better religion, we're a better species, we're a better whatever, so we're going to take this off you because I said so, because I'm going to prove that I'm enough, that I'm strong enough, that I'm whatever, that I'm loved, that I'm successful. And that's how I see, again, there's so much sort of depth into all of this conversation, but that's how I see people that are in power, people that are starting wars, killing people, murdering people, raping people, all of this violence. That's how I see it playing out. It's just literally decades of stacking and unhealed trauma and wounds being lived out on a day-to-day basis. That's how I see where all this violence and hurt and murder and war and that's where it comes from. And that's what come back to ego. That's, again, I'm just sort of giving a bit more context on how I view ego. Ego is the limiting beliefs which come from a lot of hurt, trauma, downloads from your upbringing that enforce a way that you view the world and yourself of who you need to be enough or who you need to be enough to be loved, to be successful. And that's where the root of all of this comes from. So that's my view of where it comes from. So how do I sort of view a healthy way of living life is a question that came to me. For me, what's the right answer? Because this is where conflicting views, religious beliefs, et cetera, et cetera. The conflicting part is like, who's right, who's wrong? This is my answer to it. Because again, someone's going to disagree with what I'm going to say, but this is how I view things. Whatever is optimal for the evolution of humanity. Now you could go, well, Hitler thought that killing an entire fucking species, in his opinion, was best for evolution. I disagree with that personally, but that's how I believe it. And how do you come to a general way of viewing that? It's fucking hard. I don't have an answer to that. I'll leave that towards the end of the podcast. But whatever is greatest for the whole is greatest for the individual. If I was to get up and project how I think people should be based on my views, based on my ego, based on my upbringings, I'm just projecting what I think is best. And that might just be based on my individual needs, wants, and desires. But I'm looking at what is the collective whole's beneficiary? What is the best solution, decision, way of living, way of life for our species, for human beings? Is it to kill other people? I don't believe so. Give me any justification, fair and reasonable justification, for you to kill another human being. I can't think of any. And if you go to why, for anyone that has, yes, this is why, if I follow that answer all the way back, I'm going to find ego. I'm going to find hurt. I'm going to find trauma. I'm going to find shit. That person, either you or whoever the person is, that just has this unresolved, unhealed shit they haven't addressed yet. And they think killing someone, murdering someone, suppressing someone, dominating someone in an unhealthy way, that's their way of compensating for their hurt they haven't resolved yet. That's why when these people in power who have all this unhealed shit with all the fucking resources and decisions they can make can literally start a war overnight because they decided to, because they wanted more land, they wanted more resources, they want to show how fucking big they are, how fucking dominant they are, how fucking big their ego is. That's literally how I see things. So getting a little bit off track here, but so the way I view is what's best for the collective. And I believe, I wholeheartedly believe, there is no benefit in violence and killing others. I don't see how that is a benefit for the evolution of it. Now, what if people don't obey to that? What if people go against it and people rape, people steal, people do whatever? Well, if you actually heal their ego, that wouldn't happen. That wouldn't happen. There wouldn't be violence. There wouldn't be hurt, wars, and all that stuff if the ego was healthy. I love that line that I use a lot in my content. Nothing triggers you. It just reveals what you haven't healed within you. So I won't go into that because that's a conversation. Go watch my other podcast to go into that. So that's how, again, I'm getting a little bit off track, but whatever's best for the humanity as a whole, that's how I view the decisions of what should, quote, be made for us to evolve as human beings. And I don't see any answer leading to war, killing people, murder, manipulation. There needs to be rules. There needs to be a plan. There needs to be leadership. There needs to be a hierarchy. I do agree with all of that, but done in a healed, embodied, healthy way for humanity to evolve. And again, I just don't see that answer leading to killing people. Literally, children, think of the person you love right now, that you love the most, and picture right now they get killed based on someone else's belief that they're better, they're superior, their race, their religion, their powers, they want this. How, like, that's... It's fucking barbaric. It's like, what the fuck? How did you come to that answer? The answer, whoever did the killing, it's back to their ego and their unhealed, hurt shit they haven't dealt with yet. So how do you solve this? This is a good question. Now, I just finished doing a weekend event with Dr. John DeMartini, and he talks about healing, balanced perceptions, how to heal from trauma, past wounds, and all that stuff. For me, the answer, how do we actually progress this situation? Everyone involved in the current war and future wars and people in leadership, people in power, people in general, need to heal their stuff. They need to heal through their shit they haven't resolved yet. So you stop acting out of pain and hurt and you act out of love and gratitude. Hence, I got it on my shirt. Gratitude's on my shirt, on my jumper right now. Is heal through your shit So you act out of love, you act out of gratitude, you act out of actually an intention to heal, evolve, and progress the species. That's how I view things. You need to, everyone, especially people in power, need to heal their shit. So they stop acting out of hurt and protection and dominance and ego, and you need to heal. Yes, that means healing from the past. You can't change what's happened. You can't change what someone did, but you can change your perception upon what's happened. Yes, someone, and this is the crazy thing, like go look into Dr. John DeMartini's work. It's fucking phenomenal. He's done literally exercise. He shared with it over the weekend where literally this man murdered this woman, this woman's kids, etc., whatever, and literally stabbed them many, many times. And he put them together and he did his balancing process where you balance perceptions, you heal your shit. By the end of it, the woman whose partner or kids were murdered by this murderer on the other side were literally hugging, crying together, and being grateful for each other. Now, to just say that out loud, people are thinking, what the fuck? Bullshit. I'm not kidding. Go do his work. Open your mind. Be open to healing. Be open to doing the work. And stop holding on to the shit in the past. What's happened has happened. There's that quote that holding on to judgment is drinking poison and hoping your enemy dies. That's what you're doing by holding on to your shit. Holding on to things weigh you down. They trigger you. That's where the ego lives. That's what the ego is. It's living in the past from past hurt, past traumas. So for me to actually progress this situation, everyone, especially the people in power, need to heal, need to forgive, need to move on. And for me, there's many ways to heal. That's essentially a lot of the work that I do. Balancing perceptions, healing trauma, rewiring beliefs, allowing your authentic self to shine through. That's kind of the work that I do. But again, this podcast is not on that in detail. Then from there, this is where I don't have an answer to this. Well, how do we address when there's conflicts? How do we address when one person says A, one person says B? I believe X, I believe Y. How do we resolve that in a healthy way? I don't have an answer to it. I believe there is a way. I believe there's a way where you can actually respectfully, in a humane way, handle conflicts. Someone says, well, I think we deserve this land. And I say, no, I think I deserve it. How the fuck do you handle that? I believe we want this and I believe I want this. How do we handle that? I don't have a answer to it right now. I was thinking about it for a lot before I filmed this podcast. But I believe having some form of, because if you look at why we get to war, that war is like the final step. It's like, well, fuck you. You don't agree with what I say. You don't agree with what I say. I'm going to fucking kill you and threaten to kill your entire fucking country because you don't believe what I believe. That's the basics of it. So how do we not get to that point? Because that's barbaric in my opinion. How do we get to a point where you can resolve these conflicts, the difference of opinions, the difference of beliefs in a healthier, humane way? I don't have an answer to it. I was thinking like sports. I was thinking like a gladiatorial sort of event which doesn't involve death. It's like, I remember watching the movie Troy, and it's like I've only watched that once or twice years ago, but there's like that scene where Achilles comes out and it's towards the start of the movie where there's two gangs coming together, two armies coming together, and two leaders or kings of each army say, look, we can kill each other and we could all go to war and there's going to be many, many deaths, or we can just put our best soldiers next to each other. If I win, we win. If you win, you win. How's that? So essentially one person dies, Achilles comes out and does his thing, stabs him, avoids whatever, and kills. And obviously someone did kill, so I'm not saying that's the answer. But that saved thousands, tens of thousands of lives because they came to a way to solve the conflict without resulting in the full-blown war. So how do we essentially have that without still someone got killed? We don't want that. How do we come to a national, global agreement on some way to handle conflict without resorting to killing each other? Because if we don't ever get that, it's always going to lead to war. It's always going to be to, I believe this, you believe that, listen to me, no I don't, if you don't, I'm going to kill you, okay, I'm willing to fight back, let's fucking kill each other. And that's how wars fucking go. And if you go back to where it's coming from, it's all ego. Well, how do we actually resolve conflicts in a happy, humane way? For anyone listening to this podcast, comment your thoughts below. I don't have an answer to that. And that's where I believe people in leadership and people who actually give a fuck about the evolution of this species, this planet, this consciousness, needs to put their heads together and come up with an answer. I was thinking, like I said, like a sporting, like what's our global sport? I believe it's football or soccer. Put your best team together. Whoever wins, wins. But again, there needs to be, okay, well, I'm going to do that. I'm going to take over the entire world and I'm going to dominate it because we have the best soccer team. I'm not saying that, but you get where I'm saying from, if you don't come up with a solution to this in a humane, healthy way, the result is always violence. The result will always lead to wars. And that's where we are right now with Palestine and Israel. Israel believes this, Palestine believes this. And again, depending on your beliefs and what you've grown up with and how you see things, you're going to be on Team Israel or Team Palestine. And I'm not on either team because I've watched some videos and puts me on Team A. I watch another video, puts me on Team B. It's hard to decide. I don't understand the details. All I understand is if we do not reconcile and heal our past hurt, which is leading to us to act out the way that we're acting, this shit's just going to keep going on and going on and going on until we fucking kill everyone. That's the end result. Let's not get there. Let's resolve things up here. Let's heal our own shit. Come up with a way to healthily dissolve conflict. And I don't have an answer to that, but that's how I would love us the world to progress to. Now, that was, I guess, my final point there. The last point that I have for this is the way that I would love, I guess, the war to end and how I see this war ending, not just this war, every other war, is the people in a place of leadership, the governments, the presidents, the ministers or whatever, fucking whoever's leading the countries or leading whatever. Whenever there is a conflict, we need to dissolve the ego, which requires healing, which requires inner work, which I guess is a big thing I do. It's obviously big, what I'm so passionate about, which is what has led me to making this podcast today. But do the inner work and heal and dissolve whatever pain and traumas have come up. And then we need to have a healthy way to dissolve and come to an answer when there's conflict. And I don't have an answer to that right now. I was trying to think, I'm like, is it a sporting event? Is it a gladiatory style of event without the violence, without the necessary killing? But like, if we don't, the next layer is going to be, well, I'm going to do violence. I'm going to capture your thing. I'm going to invade this. I'm going to kill this. And then I'll retaliate. And then it gets bigger and more missiles, more bombs, more whatever. And then we just lead into a fucking full-blown war where we're just killing our fucking loved ones. We're killing other human beings. And if you think you're superior because of the color of your skin, because of your religious beliefs, because of your upbringing, because of your position of power, that's just ego. You're not better than anyone. Everyone watching this, you're not better than me and I'm not better than you. We're all fucking human beings. We all have a heart, hopefully. We all have eyes, hopefully. We're all organisms. We come from a mother. We come from a father. We're all going to die. It's like it's like saying my dog's better than your dog. According to who? According to you, your ego. Like there's no one better or less than anyone. So yeah, anyways, I could talk about this for ages because it just blows my mind that we're at a level of humanity in 2023 where we're still literally killing other human beings. For what? For power, for money, for land, for resources, for ego. Dissolve the ego, do the inner work, find a fair exchange, find a way to handle conflict. I'd love, again, to put your comments below to tell me how you think that could be done without resorting to killing people, because that just leads to more killing, more violence, which leads to war, which is where we're at right now with Israel and Palestine. Hope you got some value from this, guys. Leave your comments down below, your thoughts below. Share this if you got some value from it. I'd love for us to get to a point of healing and consciousness and awareness where we don't resort to killing, violence, wars just to literally prove a point, prove our beliefs, take more power, take more resources. It's a very, for me, barbaric and very unconscious, unevolved way to live. Hope you got some value from this, guys. I love you. Share this with someone as well. And subscribe if you haven't subscribed. Have a blessed day. See ya.